Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. This awesome, 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 wonderful, wonderful day, Thanksgiving Thursday. I know you're grateful to be alive, and if you're not, just keep your radio tuned right there. Keep that station on Blog Talk Radio, the Coach and Lalisa Show, and I'm going to do all that is within my power and authority to get you motivated, to get you inspired, and to get you excited about this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful life. I have something exciting to tell you about your life that I really think you are going to want to hear this. So stay with us the whole entire hour. If you would like to get on the air with the Coach Lalisa, this would be a great day and a great opportunity to do it. All you got to do is call in at 347-945-7991. That's right, 347-945-7991. You just call in, and let me tell you, we will talk. Yes, I will talk with you. I am excited. I had to play that song, y'all, this morning because you know what? It speaks about living the champagne life. Well, let me tell you, that doesn't mean you got to go out and get drunk. But here's the thing. It's talking about just being excited about your life. I mean, let's face it. If you're not excited about your life, who else is going to be? Don't depend on someone else to make you excited. You know what? I have a therapist now. I am so excited and so happy that I can say that I have a therapist. And my therapist and I, we've been on the phone for the last couple of mornings. And like my therapist said, you know what? You are a whole person. You are whole, complete, from the inside and out. And if you're not, well, then, you know what? You need to be coming to me for a life makeover. I have a system that will help you make your life over so that you can be complete, get complete, stay complete. You can do it. Whatever the situation is, get off drugs, get off alcohol, get out of a horrible relationship. Not just bad, but I'm talking about horrible, devastating. Lose weight. Get out of debt. Get your marriage on track. Whatever it is you want to do, improve your education. You name it. You want to do it. We can help you do it. It's the life makeover, and there's a life makeover party coming up very, 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 very soon. But I tell you, I'm excited. I'm excited. I have to tell you. Now, tomorrow is Black Friday. Black Friday. Now, I know I'm going to get back to the other stuff that I talked about, but I have so much to share with you today about your wonderful, 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 wonderful life. Awesome, y'all. I'm telling you, this life is great. But you know what? We need your participation. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. You got to participate. You must. Now, I know all of y'all are already participating. That's why you got up. That's why you tuned in this morning. And welcome. Welcome. But if you really want to have the awesome life that God intends for you, you got to loosen up some, baby. You're too stressed. You're too tense. You got to take it down a bit, but at the same time, take it up. You know, you got to be, see, in this kind of, when you're going down this avenue, you got to be able to both take it up and take it down at the same time. You can't be so tight. You got to loosen up. You got to let it go. You got to let go and let God, as they say. But my therapist said to me, you want to be a whole person. And I want to be there. I just want to watch it. I just want to see you. You know what? There's nothing that I love more. I'm telling you, I get such great satisfaction out of watching people burst into their destinies. Whether that might be, you know, write that book, you know, make that movie, get married, whatever it is that you want to do. I'm finding out that the older I get, the more I enjoy watching this. Because you know what? I know it can happen. And I almost love it. The farther it seems away from what you can do, that's when I'm going to be right there. I love giving people, you know, tips and suggestions on doing things that they never, ever thought about doing. Now, like some people, you know, they'll catch you, like, as you're on the way and say, okay, that's good that you should do that. And that's wonderful. Hey, no deference there. But for little Lisa, what I love is to run into someone who, and I began to have a conversation with them. And we began to, you know, share. And they had no idea. And they had no idea what they wanted to do in life. Didn't even think, never thought about this. Well, maybe they had an inkling. They had an inkling that they might want to do it one day. But they never put any fire behind it. They never put any passion to it. They never, you know, put any energy really behind the concept. But it was there. And then I love them, you know, when I have a conversation with this person. And they get to talk with them or what have you. And boy, and then I say, oh, you know what, you should do this or that. And here's the thing. This is what I love the most out of it. Because it was something that had budded. You know, it says one plants, one waters, and God adds the increase. So because it had already been planted, you know, the seed may be planted when they were 1 year old, or they were 2 years old, or what have you, 15 years old, whatever. And the seed was planted. So I don't know. I just love being the water, you know. I'll take either role, you know. God can make me the seed or the water. It doesn't matter. However, I love being that water because you know what's coming next is the growth, y'all. Look out. The growth is coming. I mean, with the seed, you know, you don't know how long it's going to be before the water comes. And, you know, you may not even live to see it. But when you're the water on somebody's life, come on, y'all. Oh, that sounds like that'll preach. I'm telling you. And I didn't come to preach this morning, but that feels like a sermon. When you are the water to somebody's life on somebody's seed, that's a great feeling, and that's what I love about being a life coach, because I get to be the water, like, all the time. So if you have, there's something that you want to do, and you lack the energy, you lack the wherewithal to get it done, that's when you know you need a coach. People say, well, I don't know if I need a coach, or I don't need a coach. Here's how you know. Here's a deciding factor here if you need to work with a coach. Are you doing what it is that you so desire? Are you happy with the way your life is? Are you happy with the way your life is going? Are you satisfied in your current career, your current job, your current weight? Have you been trying to do something over and over and year after year after year and not getting it done? That's the deciding factor. Those are the deciding questions to let you know it's time, it is time, it is time to stop playing, you know, as my girlfriend would say. Stop playing, y'all. Stop playing around, and let's get this thing done. That's how you know the difference, okay? So ask yourself those questions. Am I living the champagne life of success? Am I truly happy with my relationships, marriage, weight, career, money, education, the things that I'm even working on in my life? Now, like some people, they're working on like 10 different things, such as I am, but all those 10 different things do not bring them joy. I can honestly say that the 10 different things that I'm working on bring me extreme joy. Let me give you an example. Number one, I'm working on a ministry to minister to women who are coming out of prostitution, coming off drugs. Okay, I'm working on that ministry to minister to those women and women coming off welfare. I'm like, okay, God, take me to those who feel that they are the lowest of the low. This is how they feel, even if they haven't even been in any of those situations, just even if they feel that way, folks that have been depressed. Get me that group that feels depressed. I will work with them. Trust me, when I get through with them, they ain't going to be depressed about nothing. Bring them to me. Okay, so I got the ministry that I'm working on. At the same time, I'm an author, so I have to deal with book sales, book distribution. That's a lot in and of itself. Oh, let me back up first. Okay, so no, I started with the ministry, so that we're keeping God first. Let's face facts here. That's fact, y'all. We're keeping God first. So the ministry is first. The preaching to individuals in these circumstances. Love to preach, but I'd rather preach to people who really need that water or they need that seed. I want to, when I preach, God bless you, Holy Spirit, I want to be a seed for somebody's life. I want to be the seed that God can plant in your life that will sprout and grow and develop you to be all of your heart's desires. He said that he would give you your heart's desires. And he said if you delight in him, you got to delight in the Lord now. You can't, don't try to do it like everybody else and you're not delighted with the Lord. You got to delight in him. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Now, so you got the ministry is going, the author, the wife. You know, I love being a wife to my husband. I can't say I would love being a wife to any other man, but you got to get your husband, get the one for you. That's why, you know, like for now, when I get ready to do a relationship show, I'll talk more about this, but that's why I don't worry about my husband cheating. I don't worry about my husband being, you know, leaving me for someone else because I know I am the perfect wife for him. And so, you know, God has blessed me to marry a man that likes perfection, but, and most men do, right? So if you are the perfect wife for them, you don't have to worry about him cheating. So anyway, I don't want to get off on that because that's a relationship show. We'll do that at another date. But when you're living that champagne success life, okay, so what did we say? So you want to be a seed planted. I want to be able to plant seeds. When I preach, I want to be able to plant seeds or I want to be able to water some seeds that's already been planted. That's the only place, that's the only two levels because God said some plant, some water, but he's going to add the increase. And so this is your life, how you want your life to look. So you, so there's that, there's being a husband, there's being a college professor. You know why I love that so much? Because when I was in school from grade kindergarten to the 11th when I dropped out and then beyond, that was never even a dream of mine. That was never a seed, was never planted that I would be a teacher ever. All I remember about teachers and that kind of stuff when I was in school is that I thought that education, oh, that's for the birds. Oh, I'm out of here. I don't need this. And I thought teachers were stupid. That's what I thought about it. I never liked education, never did well with it. So for me to be a professor, it just blows my mind. So that's why I love that so much. So here you, so I, yeah, I do jump start with Welfare to Work. I'm doing Lavender and Lace with Women in Newark and then working on my own business here and there, partnering with other people. So here's the thing. Listen, here's the point I'm making. See, there's a point to it, y'all. Don't get caught up in the things that I'm running down. It's not bragging. I'm trying to get you to a place to see why you have to be excited with your life, why you have to enjoy living every day, why you have to wake up on purpose with stuff to do. Now, I have listed all those things. That was about 9 things, right? Preaching, the books, the speaking, the husband, the jumpstart, the lavender and lace, the college professor, that's 7 right there. The radio show, that's 8. The training business, that's 9. And there's others. There'll be more, trust me. Get a list and write them down. There'll be more. Here's the thing. They're all things that bring me joy. You see, that's the key, y'all. See, some people say, oh, you do so much. You should be so tired. You should be wore out. But none of the things that I do are stressful to Lalisa. And that's how, and you can set your life up the same way. See, I'm high energy, so I can't just do one thing. That'd be like Minister Pat trying to get Boo-Boo to do one thing. Y'all don't know Boo-Boo, but I say I know Boo-Boo. If you knew Boo-Boo, you'd be laughing. Right now, you'd be rolling on the floor laughing if you knew Boo-Boo. You're not going to get Boo-Boo to do one thing. Bless little Boo-Boo. You see, you're not going to get Lisa to do one thing. So I'm thankful to God for the many gifts, the many talents, and the reason that I've used all my talents to do things that I'm passionate for. And when you're passionate for something, it does not, I guarantee you, I promise you, this is a promise I can make. When you do things that, for which you're passionate, it will not feel like work. You know? And even when it's hard, you'll find the energy to do it. You know, Jesus was passionate. You know, that's why they made the movie, The Passion of the Christ. The Passion of Christ, rather. I can't think of his name right now. I can't call his name right this second. But when he made that, Mel Gibson, when he made that movie, The Passion of Christ. See, Christ is so passionate. He was so passionate about what he had to do that even when it hurt him, okay, he still did it. See, that's the difference. When you're passionate about something, even though it's painful, you do it anyway. And he did it with such power and grace, even as he was being falsely accused and beaten and whipped and striped, you know, said, by these stripes we're healed. He knew what everything that he was going through was doing for you and me some 2,000 years later. And so it's awesome, y'all. It's a wonderful life. And you can have this kind of life. If your life isn't looking like the picture that I've been painting for the past, you know, 23 minutes, then give us a call. Join our coaching program. Get coached into success, you know? Don't just wait for it to drop on your head or show up at your door or fall into your lap. You take the step. You make the leap forward. You made one step. Now make two. You made one step. You called into the show. You tuned into the show. You listened to the archive. We want to help. I'm so happy to be at a place where we want to help people. You know, this is a great place to be because now you're talking about going even deeper into, you know, it's almost like into deep. Did you ever see that movie? And he was an undercover cop, and he went in so deep with his cover that he couldn't identify where his cover-up started and where his own life started. And so they had to pull him out, you know. He was getting wrapped up in it. I'm getting so wrapped up, y'all. In this helping, I just don't see that there's any other kind of life for me. This is the only life I know. You know, it's a great life. I love it. But in order to sit in this seat of joy, it took great pain, had to go through something, had to struggle. You know, it's like the butterfly, you know, has to struggle to get its wings, you know, going. While it's in that cocoon, it has to struggle, work hard. And you have to work hard. You have to work hard. So we, you know, I love that song that was playing earlier when we started the show this morning. What an awesome song, you know. You got to live that champagne life for your life. You got to wake up excited. You got to go all in, you know, jump right in, be excited, be happy, you know. And I tell you, so it's a great day. And please, now, I know you couldn't call in yesterday and say what you're thankful for, but you can do it today, 347-945-7991. That's 347-945-7991. Call in, hit the number one key, and let us know what you are thankful for this morning. If you are thankful, call in to the show. Get the life that you want to live each and every day. Each and, did you hear me? I said each. And every day, you can have this life. All right. So we are live and on the air with the Coach Lalisa Show. And I am Coach Lalisa Show. And I am the Coach Lalisa Show. And yes, and I am taping the Coach Lalisa Show. But before we go on another further, I want you to listen. Oh, there's, we got a hand up. Hey, good morning. Good morning. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and why you're thankful on this day.
Good morning, Coach. This is Minister Pat calling from Hillside, New Jersey.
Good morning. Good morning, Hillside in the house, as
yes,
always.
Yes, yes. Oh, God, I am thankful, Coach, for so much. You know, I'm just thankful, you know, for everything that God has done for me thus far, you know, the good, the bad. I'm just thankful for it all because, you know, without the bad, I couldn't, you know, be able to do the good. And for the good, it's just that I'm able to even get better at it. And just, you know, just so thankful for life, my family, my ministry, you, all the people, the positive people that he's placed in my life, just being able to make it, you know, through those hard times, you know, that has been presented. You know, I'm just thankful for everything. I'm not going to complain. You know, they said there's a reason why God does what he does. And so, you know, just be thankful and just keep the faith and just, you know, just keep on doing what you got to do and just be happy and, you know, and just thank God that, you know, you're alive, because there are people out here that don't have half of what we may have. You know, somebody out there might not have what you have, might not. Every situation is different, you know. So just be thankful, you know, for what you do have and for, you know what you got, because you just never know. There's some people out there that just, you know, can't say the same thing, but some of them, they can't say, I thank God for my life. It might be the way I want it, but I thank God for it, you know. So just be thankful for everything that God is doing for you at the moment and don't complain about it. That's how, you know, I feel, you know. Just be happy.
Yeah, be happy, be happy. Mm-hmm. Just, you know what, again, like we say, if you're not grateful with what you got,
right?
Why should God give you more? You
right.
Know, this is Thanksgiving, and I know many people are busy in the kitchen and they're cooking and they're doing this and that, but I am committed to motivating someone in the morning. And so
right.
I got robbery to do the show this morning, got out of bed, even though it's technically my day off. So that's just it. I'm going to have the rest of the day off. But I love
right.
you that much. I love
right.
you enough to come here and try to motivate, inspire someone, educate you about your life, what you can do, what
right.
you must do. And you have to say that to yourself. I can, I will, and I must go into the things that I love doing. Find
right.
what I'm about. And I was saying, Minister, before you got on, that when a person is, you know, a person might say, well, how do I know if I need a coach?
Mm-hmm.
That would be like somebody saying, well, how do I know if I need a therapist?
Right.
Well, again, that's just like someone saying, how do I know if I need a doctor? Or which doctor do I need? Well, which part of your body is in pain?
That's where you're going to go. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Which part of your body is out of alignment?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it helps to know the various parts of your body. So you
right.
have your foot doctors and your the eye doctor and the ear doctor, you know, the throat and nose doctor. There's all these different doctors.
Right,
right.
Your heart.
So how
yes.
does one know? Same thing with your life. There's many facets to your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because one part may be working fine. How are the other parts? You may have, say, let's just say your finances are straight. But your mental or your health or
right.
your emotional life is out of whack.
Mm-hmm.
That's where, so that's how you can tell that you probably need a coach. And here's the other part of that, side of that. If you haven't done it up to now on your own, you need help.
You need help, right.
Don't keep sitting around waiting.
Right, I want to give that extra push that you need to get where you're trying to go.
Yeah, because probably if you're sensing that you want these things, again,
mm-hmm.
that might that the seed has been planted. Before
right.
birth, God planted a seed in you, or he allowed people to plant seeds in you as you were growing up. Now you need someone to come by, and that support is going to be that water for you, going to water
right.
your life.
Right.
Water
I guess it's
your
just
life.
Like going, you know, I guess it's just like going to school. You go to school to get the education and to get you from one level to the next. And so I guess with the coaching, it's the same as, you know, getting you to help you get from point A to point B, you know, giving you those steps, you know, just like a trainer. You know, when you're going out for training, they tell you how to exercise and where to begin, because you can't start someplace else and then you end up doing the whole thing wrong. And so you have, you know, so it's an order in which you can do things to help you get where you got to, where you got to get and do what you have to do.
And you know what, and so much thank you for that. And I want to just take a moment to just welcome each and every one of you to the show, to those guests that are tuning in. There in the chat room, I see you. Good morning. I know you're thankful. I know you're not able to type in because you signed in as a guest, but I know you're thankful. You're grateful for something. That's what we're talking about this morning. This is Thanksgiving. We're talking about these lives that we are so thankful to God for. We're so thankful for them alive. So what are we doing with our lives?
Right.
Since we're so thankful.
Mm-hmm. You
know, since our lives are a precious gift God gave us, he gave you, he gave me, he gave you a very, very, very special gift. Don't look for it under the Christmas tree. Okay? Don't look for it in Macy's window.
Why?
It's you. You're it. Look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. You're that gift. God gave you a perfect gift, yourself, a beautiful gift. Now, what are you giving back with your gift? How are you a gift? People say, well, I don't know if I have a gift. You are a gift. How about that?
Mm.
So the young people in Cincinnati, ta-da. Ta-da. You are the gift. You say, oh, but I don't know if I have any gifts. I don't know if I got a gift. You are the gift. What are you using? How are you using?
Right. Right.
If you're on a job that you hate, you're not making the best use of your gift.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a relationship that is destroying you, you're not using the best of your gift.
Mm-hmm.
Take your gift, cherish it, make it better, improve upon your gift. You might say, that's impossible. How can I improve upon my gift? Or you may say, I've been trying, but nothing's working.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you know you need a coach. We will help you improve on your gift, make the best use of your gift. As a matter of fact, we have our good friend, Minister Valerie Allen, has a program. She has an entire program. You can find her on Facebook, entitled, Using Your God-Given Talents, Gifts, and Abilities.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to reinvent the wheel, so I don't have to do a program on that. She already has one. I can just refer you to her.
Mm-hmm.
Join her program. I have another program for you. But I can tell you that she has this program, and that's what her program does. See, we all have to realize that, guess what? We're all working for the same boss.
Right.
Oh, got the same boss, you see. And I learned in my human resources degree that there's a such thing as a division of labor. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
You're a wonderful minister, Pat, but God knows you can't do it all by yourself.
I sure can't. I need a little help. We all do.
He knows I can't do it all by myself. So there's a division of labor.
Mm-hmm.
And so he is in these work specialization tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Someone specializes in this and someone else specializes in that. And yes,
right.
There can be job rotation. You know,
right.
God is the biggest human resource manager there ever was.
Right. That's why we don't have no room to be jealous, no room to, you know, to fight over one particular thing, because there's so much out there, you know, that you can bring to the table.
Thank you. That's it right there. What can you bring to the table?
Mm.
What are you bringing to? As a matter of fact, let me just ask you, Minister Pat, what are you? No, just teasing. You got to bring something to the table. And I was talking before about when you're passionate about the things you do, if you're, and then if you to get passionate about everything that you do. Because there was a time when I used to do things that I didn't like doing, hated doing. I stopped doing that in 2011. No, just this year. But I stopped doing this. Oh, well, in my mind, I stopped doing it in 1990.
Mm-hmm.
In 1990, when I took my very first college course down at Essex County College in Newark, New Jersey, I decided then that because what happened was I went into class, I took all of these courses, and I realized that some of the courses I really loved, some I weren't that fond of, but though I did
mm-hmm.
it, I realized that you know what, in life, there are going to be things that you love and
mm-hmm.
things that you don't. So I said, and then they told me in this one course I took, the woman explained to us what getting a college degree was like and what it was like to get the next levels of a college degree. And so she was working on her PhD, so she told us about that, and I think that was a seed planted for me. But here's the thing I realized about it is that degrees, as you're working on these degrees, this
mm-hmm.
is that the higher you go in the degree,
mm-hmm.
more it becomes about the very thing you love. Like when you're in the early stages, you got to just take all the classes, even if you don't like that subject.
Right, right.
You could detest that subject, but you still got to take it to get
mm-hmm.
that degree. The higher you go in the degree, so from associate to bachelor's and master's and on and PhD, you get to take the classes only that you love. That the higher the degree, the
right.
are filled with classes that you select versus
mm-hmm.
those that are to you. And so that's how I was like, I translated that. My sister-in-law, who's into teaching and reading, and she's a reading specialist, she says that's because I talk to her often about how I'm learning, because when I was a kid, I never learned. I never did anything. I didn't want to. So I never understood how learning works. And she says, well, Lisa, that's called you're able to internalize.
Mm-hmm.
What? So you got to, for you, Minister Patton, those of you who are working with your children,
mm-hmm.
until they can internalize what they're learning, it's
right.
probably going to really stick with them, and they're probably really not as effective with their
mm-hmm.
education. So
mm-hmm.
you have to internalize it. You have to see it in another way.
Right.
You got to put it in a way that you can see it. And then it's almost like, aha. It's like having an aha moment. And so I heard, when the instructor did that, I internalized that to mean that, well, I'll do that for my personal life.
Right.
I will only choose to be involved or do work in the things that I love and that I'm
mm-hmm.
passionate about. And I had realized that up to that point,
mm-hmm.
I was like in, you know, junior college, junior life, because you just had things were put on you. You were made to go to school. You were made to, you know, take care of your little sister or brother. You know, you were made to do this or do that. But
mm-hmm.
once you get to a particular age, you select the things that you want to be involved in.
Right.
You know, you can fill your life with things that you totally enjoy.
Mm-hmm. True.
You know what I mean? And when you do this, I'm telling you, so again, you know, like I have the ministry, I have the author, the radio show, the professor, the husband, the wife, the talking, the speaking, all of these things are things that I love doing, that I can do. All of them, I can do them for free.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I have.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, one thing I learned about college is that not only do you do it for free, you pay.
Right.
You know, in this country, you don't really get paid to go to college. Somebody may pay for your college.
Right.
But they won't necessarily pay you to be there. Except in very, very rare occasions, and if you think a student loan is paying you to be there, you got it a bit twisted. Because
mm-hmm.
if you don't pay that loan back, guess what? They will garnish your check.
Your check, they're going to get it back, right?
So, Minister Pat, now, as we So we just have a few minutes left for the show, and we want to really, you know, be a blessing to people and encourage them and to motivate them, you know. We're thankful. Now, we have a vendor opportunity tomorrow. Tomorrow is Black Friday,
and
pretty much in this country. And all that means is that black means that that's a day when department stores and businesses go from dead, like they have been losing money all year. But because of the shopping that they are doing, that people are doing, their profits will go up.
Right.
Revenue, rather, will go. Their revenue will go up such that it will put take them out of the red and put them in the black.
Back in, yes, for one day.
So it's a financial term. It's an accounting term. It has nothing to, you know, black and darkness.
Yes. Right. Right.
So yeah, Black Friday. So we're having a vendor opportunity tomorrow at the Marriott Hotel. It's all day from 10 to 5. Well, it's not all day because we're not going to be there at 3 a.m. No, thank you. I will be in my bed sleep at 3 a.m. And then at 7 a.m. I'll be hosting the Black Friday show.
Oh, goodness. See, woman of many, many, that does many things. But gets it all done.
But you know what? That's what I was saying earlier before you got on. I was explaining how the critical part to my life is you got to do the things that you love.
Right. And I've learned that.
Right. Yeah.
Because if you don't, you'll just be so miserable, so depressed. Yeah. So you'll walk around in life just not, you know, no smile and just looking at everyone, you know, like, you know, whatever. And so when you're doing what you do, you can just walk around and don't have no fear in the world. You know, and just, you know, just walk around just being like, again, thankful and happy that, God, look, I'm doing what I love doing. I just thank you. I thank you. I thank you, you know, and just, you know, just that's life. And that's how you want to live. You want to live being happy and thankful.
Yes.
You know? Doing what we say, that attitude of gratitude, you know?
Exactly. That's exactly what it's like when you are doing the things you love. And I tell you, if there's anything that I love doing, and that is showing people or helping people to do the same thing, you can do it. Just begin to do things in your life that you love and fill it up with the things you love, and the other will just kind of go away.
Right.
Yeah, they'll just kind of go away, you know. It might take it a minute to go away, but it will go away.
And that's why they need you, the coaching part. You know, you talk about the coaching. It's like some people are on jobs, but they've been there for so long, and they do it because I have a job. You know, it brings in the pay, but you're not happy. So then why not find a coach to help you find what you love doing, what you're passionate about, you know, what your heart desire is to help you get to that next level, as we were talking about, to help you get to that next level, to be in a place where you're doing what you're doing, what you love doing, you know, something that you're really passionate about doing, you know, and just get that trainer to or that coach to help you get, you know, to that next part of your life, so that you're not just walking around doing a job because it's a job. Because I've been on plenty of jobs that I didn't like, and I just left them because this is not what I choose to do with my life, you know. So I had to find out what it is that I like doing, you know, to make myself happy.
And you know you can start small and work your way up. You might... one thing that you love doing, you know, believe it or not, you may start with that one thing, but then end up somewhere else. I always loved the story that the attorney that I used to work for, he told me the story about his life and how he went off to college. He wanted to major in communications. That's what he really wanted to do. He really wanted to be involved in that. But he ended up going to law school. He ended up, but about a year into the program, he decided he wanted to be a lawyer. So that's a prime example that you may start out with one goal in mind, or a different mm-hmm. goal, but along mm-hmm. the way, along the way, you discover something else about yourself. You discover
right.
something about your life.
Yeah. Yes, you can. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I'd only discovered along the way that, you know, I would end up, you know, either teaching or that I would end up, you know, doing some of the other things that I ended up doing. I only
mm-hmm.
did that. I only did that once I start going. So some people, they won't get started because they're waiting for the thing to show up.
Right.
They're waiting for the thing to show up to get them started. Well, I'm the thing to get you started. I did. I showed up. Here I am.
Right. Come on down.
I'm here to get you started. That's right. Come on down.
Come on over.
Come on
down, right. Give us a call.
Right. Let's get this done. You can do it.
Keep
you
your day job, and in the evening, just come on and join us here. Keep your evening job and join us in the morning, you know.
Right.
You could do both. You could do both.
you can do it. You can do it. You know, where there's a will.
There's a way.
There's a way.
Mm-hmm.
And there, you can do it. You can do it. You do. You put one foot, simple. You just put one foot in front of the other. And then you just keep on walking. And you're going to meet and make it so bad, you'll find out that in the way that you thought you needed to go, but though that didn't turn out being the permanent way or the ultimate,
mm-hmm.
you find out that somebody that you met along that journey was somebody that you needed for the next leg of the journey.
Right.
You know, somebody that you meet along that way will be somebody that you needed anyway, someone
mm-hmm.
that you needed to know, somebody that, you know, that you needed, that needed to know you.
Right.
Sometimes it's not who we need to know. Sometimes God brings us in these paths because there's someone on that path that needs to meet you because
right.
you hold the answer to someone's life.
And he knew that I needed you, and that's why he placed us together to help me get to that place that I'm going and to inspire me and to motivate me because I didn't have the energy. Well, I had it, just didn't have that much of it. But again, like being around you and watching the energy you have and the passion that you have for what you're doing, you just get up, you just go. You don't, you know, you're just doing it, just, you know. And it gives me that motivation to just get up and say, Pat, just do it, you know. Why sit around and just, it's not going to get done sitting in the house watching TV. It's not going to get done laying in the bed. It's not going to get done, you know, doing anything else. You just got to get out and just get on. If you're going to sit home, why not get on the computer and look for, you know, for something, do something. If you're going to be on the phone, do something positive with it. You know, just not sit around and do nothing, you know. So I thank God that he placed you in my life at the right time to help me, you know, with my coaching and with my motivation and things that I'm doing. So I am truly thankful to God for you.
Well, you know, and again, like we said, you know, someone had obviously had planted the seed because he said, one plants, one waters, but God adds the increase. So when you
right.
see that increase coming in your life, that means somewhere the seed has already been planted.
Yes.
Okay? Someone has already planted that seed within you, and it would just took a little bit of water, and
mm-hmm.
then the water came along.
Mm-hmm. You're making me think about the story Boo-Boo was reading. Jonathan was reading to you the other night about the celery.
Uh-oh, I told you, y'all heard me talk about Boo-Boo earlier. I told you Boo-Boo is a nice little character. Go ahead.
Ooh, yeah, because you were talking about the celery and they walk out, you know, they're talking about what do? You have to put it in soil and you got to water it, you know. First you cut off the tip or something it says and you place it in a cup. You put it in some soil and you fill the cup half full and you put a little food coloring in it to see how it produced or something it was saying. So, you know, for you saying the things that we have to do in our life, and that's what we have to do. We have to, you know, do certain things in our life to get, you know, You know, some might have to take vitamins to give them that energy. You know, some might have to do a little something else, you know, but there's always something that there's an order or something or an ingredient or something that we need to be doing in order for something to manifest, you know. And if we're not doing anything with it, it's not going to grow. It's not going to do anything if we're not doing anything with it, you know. We need, like the sun, we need this, that sun and that, you know, that energy, you know. So there's everything here on earth is for a purpose. And it's for something for our good. And so without it, you know, we don't know what it might not do for us. You know, so there's a process for everything. Hello, Coach.
Hey, there you are.
Yes.
Hey, yes, everything. I know I was on mute for a second. You know, you're right. You're right. It's such a process. There are so many new things, you know, that are happening. There are great and many wonderful things that are going to be taking place coming up, you know, real soon. And I want people to make sure you stay tuned, you know, stay tuned to the Coach Lalisa Show. Get all of the updates. You know, we have a young lady, Shaquanda, and Shaquanda Stevenson. I know, right? SS Stephenson, rather. She is going to be on the Power and Praise Internet Radio Around the Table with the Lady Flag as she discusses the. She's doing something called the Author's Workshop, and birthing your written vision, and she's going to help you with that. And there is a link on Facebook where you can. It's a birthing your vision event, and you can click on to it, and you can find out. It's happening on next Thursday, December 1st, next Thursday. Mm-hmm. So make sure you tune in and. Go to that, and there's many people going to be there. They're going to be live on, and she's going to be on there. Are you holding back your baby of a book that is so deep inside and having a on how to bring it forth? Tell frustration, you got to go. Worrying, you got to go. I'm about to bring this baby up and out. And then so join Lady Flag for that on Power Praise Radio. You can that they have a number, a 908. 718-1973. Shaquanda is putting this together, but there will be other people around the table speaking about this. I remember when Shaquanda had written her very first book, or published, I should say. And she's one of those ones that's been writing all her life. Mm-hmm. And she is an exact express example of what I'm talking about. When I said earlier, I just love being the water in someone's life.
Mm-hmm.
You meet someone, the seed was planted, and then right. You said a word to them, and they shot off, and they ran, and they did. So I remember Shaquanda, when she attended my seminar on how to publish a book, right there at the Hillside Public Library. And there was only two or three people who came to that seminar. Her and just maybe a couple other people, and look at her today. You see, sometimes why when you see me give events, I don't worry about how many people show up. I don't care if one comes or 1,000, because again, now I look at her. That was at least 3 years ago, at least three years ago, and to see where she's at today, she went from no published book. Now she has several, and now this powerful workshop on the air with all of these people tuning in. So when I'm just giving you one example of the power of having a coach, having someone to speak into your life, and you can shoot out and go and do. She is a prime example of that, and there have been others. My uncle Bishop Henry Cobb, here's a man who's been preaching for years, has a church, has a ministry, has books that he uses that sermons that he's written and teaching, Bible teachings that he's done, that's like books, but never published one. Never.
Mm. No.
Yes, he, again, the seed was planted. I came by. I was the water. Showed him how to self-publish. Now the man has a good 15 books published.
Wow.
And selling. Published and
wow.
selling. And he, I mean, he's got to be over 60. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what age you are. Then I have so many stories like that. This is incredible. There is another lady, Dr. Vanessa Wilson, attorney. She's led major programs and organizations. Come on, she's written briefs. She's had to as a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
She had to write her dissertation to get her PhD. Yet, she had never published her own book. Did a workshop with her. So, again, the seeds were planted.
Mm-hmm.
The water comes along, and you're going to do something that you weren't thinking of doing. And she wrote a book and published it. This is when I was with Harvest Radio. I met her down at the radio station. She wanted me to show her how to do it. I met her informal, not a classroom setting. Met her down there. She got it done. Now her book is that, and she's working on a second book, if not a third one. I'm telling you, you, Minister Pat, are about to write a book.
Yes.
You've already started on this book.
Yes, I have.
You, your daughter. So I'm telling you, people, I got your water. I'm just waiting for you.
Right.
I'm just waiting. Let me push you toward where it is that you need to go. Need to go. Mm-hmm. Especially for those people who are looking for a financial breakthrough. If
mm-hmm.
you are looking for a financial breakthrough, God has allowed me to get the strategy that he had for me through Dr. Creflo Dollar, who had
mm-hmm.
said once, God can give you one idea that'll make you rich by 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm.
Oh, I need a good idea. I need a good idea. No, you don't need a good idea. You need a God idea.
Mm. Mm.
It is a God idea. And I heard that and I adopted that. I was like, wow, that hit my spirit.
God idea, right? Mm.
God can give you one idea. He said that'll make you rich by 12 o'clock in the afternoon. You don't need a good idea. Stop saying I need a good idea. No, you need a God idea.
God idea. Mm.
And that's what I began to ask for. God, you give me an idea.
That's the concept right there.
God, you give me the vision. God, you give me the idea of what I should do.
Mm.
And boy, you get a God idea. Listen, you got something there.
Right, right, right.
And then he said something else around that same time period, something that I said I was going to stick with, and I wasn't going to let it go. He said that when you began to really put that God idea into action and put yourself into action, he says you'll never be broke another day in your life.
That's
and
right. I wake up some mornings, Coach, and I'll say, God, well, just today I want you to show me what you want me to do. I want you to show me which way you want me to go. What do you want me to do today? Not what Pat wanted to do, but what is it that you want me to do today?
Yeah, that's a God idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God,
right.
You give, you know, and God will give it to you. You know, God will give you an idea
mm-hmm.
that will from broke to bountifulness. You know, God will give you one idea that will jumpstart your life like a firecracker. Worse, like more than a firecracker. Like a rock. You know, like that use to blast off those space
right.
shuttles.
Mm-hmm.
God will, boy, oh boy. And I'm telling you, since that day has come to pass, have not been broke. And see, prior to that, I was broke all the time. I was always broke. But when God gave me an idea, that changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
You need some water. If you're not living the life of your dreams, remember, your life is a gift.
Right.
You want to find the gift of your life? Just look in the mirror and look at yourself. You're the gift.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest gift you'll never, you won't find that. If you want to go lay under a Christmas tree, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Find this under the Christmas tree or in the store window of Macy's or Bloomingdale's or Lord & Taylor's or any of those other fancy stores that we love to go to. Chanel or
right.
Coco. Coco or Chanel. Now, we know we have a little extended time here this morning. I enjoy doing this when we have the time to do it because I'm loving this conversation here with Miss Pat. Hey, Miss No, you always had a Miss Pat in the neighborhood, right? Miss Pat. There was always a Patricia around.
Yes. The kids didn't have to go to school, so they kind of quiet this morning, so it gives me an opportunity to come on and join you. I enjoy coming on some mornings, yeah.
Well, that's why I said, you know what, I'm glad I'm able to extend it because I know you don't get to come on the normal mornings.
Right.
And you'll get to come on right now.
Right.
But what is it that, okay, because we know some people, this is the first time they've ever tuned into the Coach Lalisa show, and they're not quite sure exactly, probably. Well, what is this? They've been watching me post on Facebook. Maybe they haven't had time to come either because maybe they've been busy working. And they work in an environment where they can't really come on and they can't really listen. And so here is a great. So I'm going to extend the time today and possibly tomorrow as well because, yes, while I have to get over to the hotel for Black Friday, the hotel's not that far from where I live and I don't have to be there until say 8:30 or so, or 9, and then I'll get ready and get over there. But you know, I'm just excited, Pat. I'm just excited. Ooh, I'm just
I am. My daughter's her homework is to watch the Thanksgiving Day parade. I'm like, okay, we'll see about that. Maybe in your own room. But I love the parade, though, Dad. And I love the parade sometimes looking at the, you know, and I think that's a good part of Thanksgiving Day, too, people sitting down, you know, watching the parade. And, well, we're actually down south. We used to actually go to the parade and watch it live, you know. You know, and the men sitting down watching the football games, just sit back, relaxing, and, you know, the family coming together and just talking and sharing and laughing and bringing up the old and probably to share some things that they probably didn't mean to come out that they did, you know, but it's funny now. And so the part about Thanksgiving is just family and friends, you know, just coming together, you know, and just, you know, just being together and just having a day of fun and laughter and just enjoying one another, you know, and just, again, thanking God for, you know, all that, you know, he done brought you through, you know. And if you don't have family, go find your family. You know, and just go sit with them and, you know, share your stories and listen to some of their stories and make a new family. That's what I'm doing. You know, I'm going to what they call house hopping. I might not even do it. I might just find one house and go there and just have fun with somebody else for a day. You know, enjoy somebody else for a day.
And as I like to think of it, too, let them enjoy you.
Right, yes.
We have to realize that we're awesome people, and so, you know, God might have someone there that needs to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to remember, when you're saved, God has a, whether you're saved or not, but God has a special gift, and it's you. You are a
gift.
Right. You are somebody's answer
to
some question that they have. And, you know, every time I have these opportunities where it may be somewhere for me to go, and I'm like, oh, I don't really want to go. What's going to be over there? Every time I go, I get into some powerful, powerful conversation with someone that makes me look to the heavens and say, thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for encouraging me to go because I needed that conversation.
Whether it was
to give or to get, either way, I needed it. Sometimes people into your life some missing link that you wouldn't have gotten had you not been around a certain person. And so only God can orchestrate that kind of stuff.
Right.
But you can't only go where you want to go because you miss it. You have to go where he tells you to
where
go.
He sends you. Right.
Where he unctions you to go, where the Holy Spirit moves. Because remember, it says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. But if they're ordered by us, then something ain't right. Something ain't working.
Right.
If I only go where I want to go, then something ain't working with that statement that my steps are ordered by him.
Right.
He's going to send me where he wants me to, where his plan is going to take me.
Right. And when by the time you get home, you're going back again, you'll be like, oh, God, I'm just so glad that God sent me there and I didn't go there. You know, I met such a wonderful lady today, and I met, you know, and it was just, you know, and you just, then now there's another story that you have to tell.
Another story that you got to tell. You know, that's right. And I tell you, and I, you know, when you're this happy with your life, as I am, you don't have a choice but to want others to be happy too.
Right. I could sit around today and sit in this house by myself and mope and be miserable and make myself depressed and think about this and that. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. What do I have to be depressed about? You know, what is it that, you know, okay, family is not here, get over it, okay? Mama's been gone for some amount of years, you've gotten over it. You know, your children are grown now, they moved away. You got to go on with your life and you got to do something. And again, like you told me yesterday, you have choices. I could have made plans to go wherever I wanted to go if that's where I wanted to be, you know, or I could make the plan again to stay in this house and just think about all those things and make it and sit back and let it make me, you know, again, depressed and sit in the house moping and weeping. But where is that going to get me? At the end of the day, tomorrow is still another day. You know, so I have that choice of how I'm going to make my day. And so I choose not to make it being unthankful, ungrateful, and in misery. I'm not going to do that. So I choose to be happy today. I choose to eat me some turkey and some salad and something from somewhere, wherever God sent me. So I don't know. Do I know your door is open? I'm not worrying about that. But I will have me a Thanksgiving dinner today.
Yes, my door is going to be open, and yes, it's going to be open with something. You know, I'm not going to eat a whole lot for Thanksgiving. I'll eat, you know, just enough, and thank God, you know, my husband has already cooked the turkey, and all I have to do is, he's already cooked the turkey. I'm just going to make a pan of dressing on the side because I got to have that. But what are some of your favorite dishes for Thanksgiving, Minister Pat?
Oh, my favorite part of Thanksgiving dinner would be the dessert. Now, you know better than asking me that. You know that I was going to go there first. You know I eat junk. You know I love my cakes and my pies. But, no, I love the potato. I love potato salad. I love the macaroni and cheese. The only part of the turkey I would eat would be the leg or the wing. But for the most part, I can eat anything, but like you, I'm not a big eater. So I put on Facebook the other day, I'm looking for me someone to make me a homemade fruitcake. I haven't had one in a long time. From the South, so, you know, I got to put that little South meal in there somewhere, you know.
My grandmother used to make those. My grandmother used to make those. What do you call them? Those, whatever you just said. Those fruitcakes.
Mm-hmm.
That was her specialty. When we needed a fruitcake, we knew Grandma had us. Grandma was a fruitcake, but I tell you, this is going to be a great day. I don't know what's my favorite dish for Thanksgiving. I do like, my mom, when she was alive, I would, of course, be trying to make my way to Cincinnati just to get some of her homemade dressing and her corn pudding. So what I did, God, before my mother passed away, I got her to teach me how to make those two items.
Mm-hmm.
So I make those items every Thanksgiving. make those. If I don't make nothing else, I make the corn pudding because it reminds me of my mom. I got to make that. And then I make, because there's not a whole lot of people that make corn pudding.
Right.
Even though a lot of people do, but a lot of people don't. So I feel like that's real special because my mom did, and she taught us, you know, all her daughters, all of her daughters' households, whoever is cooking, will have corn pudding. Sister Beth, because she went to Columbus to be with her husband's family, and she did not cook corn pudding this time. But normally, when she goes there, they have her make it. But this time, she didn't. And but Hope and everyone else will, my mother's daughters will be making corn pudding on today. It's also like a tradition for us as well.
Yeah, a tradition. Yes. Yeah, but I just want to say to everybody, happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy yourselves. Don't eat too much because then you're going to be at the gym next week. So I guess you'll spend the rest of the weekend in the gym because they're complaining they ate too much and gained too many pounds. You know, just enjoy your family, the time that you have with them on today, you know, because we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. And, you know, just have fun and just enjoy the day. And after the day, just don't be thankful to just on this day. You know, people come together and want to be thankful on one day out of the year, but just don't be thankful one day. Be thankful and grateful every day for what God has done and what he's doing and where he's taking you and for your family. And, you know, and just be grateful and thankful every day, not just one day out of the year. But today, you know, while it is a thankful day, just, you know, enjoy it. Enjoy it with your family, your friends, whoever you're with. Just enjoy that day and be safe.
Amen. Amen. Yes, a thankful, happy, happy, thankful, you know, happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Absolutely right. Time thankful, time to, you know, just thank God. We know we've had many people tuned into the show, and I've seen people going in and out of the chat room. We appreciate that you've been listening, tuned into the show today. I hope we've tried our best to motivate you. So, please.
Yeah, get ready for tomorrow. Have fun eating today and be ready tomorrow to go do your shopping. Spend some more money.
Yeah, it's going to go spend some money tomorrow. Hey, look at Mr. Anthony Boyd. Thankful. He says he's thankful for life, health, family, friends, the gift of music. He says, where do I end? I'm just getting started.
Wow, there is no end. There is no end. That's why we say we're thankful for just everything. Because there's just no end because God is not through yet. He is not through, and tell him he is not through because he got more songs to write. So he's not through. Next year he's going to have another story. He's going to be thankful for something else. So it never ends. There's no period behind what God is going to do and what he can do for us. It just keeps on going.
Yes, your dream job, your dream. Put this book out there. I got things to do. Get the life of your dream. You know what? People can really get the life of their dream. Let's see. If they want to. So, Minister Pat, we are down. You know, I extended the time. I extended the time. Maybe I'm trying to prolong having to go do all this work down in the kitchen there, you know? But, you know, Drew, my husband, he went off to his football game. So they have their Barringer High School is playing for. Yeah, they have a game that's been like a traditional football rivalry type of game. That he's been doing for several years now. I mean, not him per se, but the high school kids.
Mm-hmm.
Several years now. Barringer High versus East Orange.
Okay. Well, that sounds good.
Yeah, rivalry that goes way back in the day, years ago. My husband played football for them years, many, many moons ago when he was in high school. And he's there with the game. They're doing their little tailgate situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of men are going to be posting in front of the TV today. They don't want to be bothered today. This is one day that you're not going to be able to mess with that man. He don't want to hear you or see you unless you bring him a plate and a cup.
Except for my husband, who's throwing the biggest party you ever wanted to see, because this is doings. So he will not be so posted. Probably his game and his team probably not playing today. Even though he loves football, he watches whoever team is playing. But he has all this planned over here. So these are, you know, this is his family coming, and not my family too, through marriage, yes. But I'm saying this is his party. I'm just a guest. I was just invited like the rest of y'all.
Oh, gee. Wow.
So it's going to be one busy little character, because he has to he's got to still come back. He's got to make string beans. He's got a lot to do.
Mm.
Whereas me, I will get to sit back and watch, you know. But we're going to have a great day. Like you said, we're going to have a great and wonderful day. It's going to be a very relaxing day.
Yeah, it's a nice weather for today. I'm looking, the sun's coming through the window, so it seems like a nice day.
Okay.
You know, to be outside, maybe a little bit. I don't know how cold it is out there. I haven't went out yet.
It was a little frosty if you're in the new area. It's a little frosty on the window, but I don't think it's too bad. And then if you're from down south, but it's not too bad. It looks like, it's a little frosty on the window, on the car windows. But I don't think it's frost from cold. Probably just feel overnight. So we are excited about, so tomorrow, Black Friday at the Marriott Hotel in Newark, New Jersey, 600 routes 1 and 9 south. If you were taking the highway, you would take exit 58A off of 78 east.
Mm-hmm.
8 east, and you take exit 58A.
58, yes. Get it backwards.
That'll put you right at the hotel. That'll put you right at the hotel. Well, I know you're thankful, and I know God is blessing you. If you're not thankful, this is a great opportunity for you to get thankful. I'm thankful that I get an opportunity to speak into your lives, to share with you how much God is going to move on your behalf. I'm so honored with that, and that he's transformed me into a life coach, and he's transformed me into a motivational speaker, a teacher. He's transformed me into an author and a radio show host. You know, you could have never, if I had known that I was going to, God could have told me this. Like, much as I used to talk as a kid and get in trouble for it, get beat, get principal's office, get beat some more, sent to the principal's office. Well, no wonder I never got any work done in school. I didn't know anything because I was constantly going to the principal's office. I was never in class for the good lessons when they were being there.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got home, how are you going to concentrate on your schoolwork when the whole walk home, you're thinking about getting the beating that you're going to get? And you can't concentrate on schoolwork.
How many pair of pants I'm going to try to put on up underneath these pants?
Exactly. But how am I going to run this time, you know? Because my mother, my mother didn't play that. You were going to get a beating.
Maybe she forgot about it by the time I get home.
No, she's right. How are you going to focus on schoolwork with all that going on? So if God had only told me way back then that I was going to end up being a radio show host, I would have done some things differently, I believe. I would have paid a little bit more attention to classes like reading and English and history. Those are classes that are important.
Right.
You know, I wanted, there's a young lady that I'm working with now over at the Jumpstart program, and I told her I'm about to live vicariously through her. And, you know, she looked at me, what are you talking about? She's 19 years old. I said, yes, I'm going to live, 21 rather. I told her I'm going to live, because she has the natural ability to write. She's very good at it. She can write. And I said, you're going to be a journalist. I'm going to have you write some articles. We're going to make you a journalist. She said, okay. She didn't say, I don't want to do that. What's that? No. She said, okay. I said, so write me some stuff down, bring it back. And sure enough, she did. So I'm going to have you do some interviews. And then I'm going to bring you on the air and let you, you know. She's like, okay. And I told her why. I said, because when I was your age, when I was younger than you even, that was like, I used to watch, you know, the media. You know, I watched television. I would see newscasters. And I remember, and then I would watch the soap operas and stuff like that. And there was, apparently there was some character that was a journalist, and I wanted to do that, reporter. I wanted to be a reporter.
Yeah, I did too.
Oh, okay. Oh, so I'm not the only one. Okay.
You know, I look at the news and say, you know, I want to be a news reporter.
Okay, praise God. I thought I was the only one. Yeah.
You know, I thought it was exciting the way they go out and they come back and they tell little stories, and or either the news, the weather person. And I thought that was kind of cool, being a little weather lady.
Yes, I did. And you know, and the sad, like I told her, you know, but I never expressed that to anyone. I never told any teacher, never told my mama, never told a sibling, never told anyone about that desire and thought. I wish I had, you know, but I wish I had told a teacher, because sometimes parents can't take you certain places or do certain things with you.
Right.
Can't see it, but a teacher is more safe, because typically they understand child development, and they should, and they understand visions and dreams in terms of what a child might want to do with their life.
Right.
They can sometimes steer you in the right direction. Now, we know sometimes they won't. Sometimes they'll tell you, oh, no, you can't do that. We understand that, too.
Right.
But typically, if you tell enough people, God will let you tell it to the right person. And so I would say, wow, you know. And so even though I wanted that, I never mentioned it to anyone. And I thought, really, it was hard. I never thought it was something that, you know, in my case, that a little African-American girl could do. So I never pursued it. But, you see, I love God, though. You know, I say he has a sense of humor. He never let it go away, even though I didn't go down that path. And I did not go to any type of radio school or, you know, anything special that had to do with radio or being a radio show host. But yet, here I am. And even when I walked into Harvest Radio in 2005, and was talking to Melissa Prayer about becoming a radio show host, and this was my absolute first time, and she said, okay, I'll give you a spot on Harvest Radio to do your show. And I'm like, I didn't even have a show, had no show title, nothing. And then helped me develop it. and when I left there, I was like, okay, what just happened? So the next day or whenever I saw her, I said, why did you do that? You know, you're letting me on AM, 1070 AM, you don't even know. She goes, no, you have what it takes. It's just something about you. There's that one night with the king thing again. When you had one night with the king, there's going to be just something about you. Okay? You know, so that's why we try to encourage people, show up for the things that you just even think about doing. Just show up.
Right, show up.
No. So, yes. Well, y'all, we're down to the wire. It's almost over. Again, good morning, good morning, good morning. And I hope you have a wonderful day. Miss Patricia Martin, it's been great and awesome and wonderful chatting with you this morning.
Thank you. You too.
Yes, I've had fun. I have fun. I see all the Facebook posts everybody's posting. And it's been great. And before we end this show, I want to play one of my favorite songs. And I want you all to remember this and don't forget it. And just enjoy your Thanksgiving. Have a happy one and have a blessed one. And hopefully, Minister, I will talk to you a little later.
Yes, you will. Enjoy your day, everybody.
The best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around
said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you'd never amount to anything.